Good morning. So, holy will be in Simi Samach by the halachas of seeing a rainbow. So, Bir Alacha brings down Lenizbayim Beinon Davke Shir Ehu Betmunas Keshes to Kechati Gurna Gula. I feel mixes many die. Bir Alacha is so big. Do I have to see the whole half a circle or part of it is enough? I'm not sure what the suffix is. Not clear what the spur will be that I have to see the whole thing or part of it. So the Chubas van Hoggis in Chedek Gimel, Sivanayim Vav, he quotes the Bir Halacha. He says, Ulfiz deb rei keshes en levarcha b'chati goyin agula v'le pachos dav chashash brach levatala. Shash Brach Levatala. Where's the Chuvas Ar Yitzchak here? Oh. Fieska. What? It's in the... Ar Yitzchak. Oh, Achid. It's Chid Beis? Chid Beis. The Vizesa Bracha also mentions this. Of Anson paid in Shuvis Ar Yitzchak in Chedek Beis and paid Tess. So he has some auras on rainbows. So here he brings down that being the suffix of the Bir Halacha. He says, Kimshle Matsonu suffix of Shumakim, Sasmaki Pirusha Shein Tzerech Lores is called Keshes. He's going on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch. He brings down the Shulchan Aruch. Grach Falaji. And the Shel Say doesn't understand. Shel Say kind of question again. I don't know. Sounds like from him and from maybe some other Achareim. You don't have to see the whole thing. But the Maisa, the Mishru is Mesupik. So I guess you have to see the whole rainbow in order to be able to make the bracha. There's a tshuva from Frank Greenblatt, which Tom mentioned. So on these contrasts lying around, I had him to look at it. And it was talking about standing by Berachas Hashevach. So quote over there, a Rivai Sefraim, I'm pretty sure it said B'shem his Rebbe Ramosha Feinstein, that he was makbid to stand by thunder and lightning. So I looked up the tshuva. I was bringing that psukim that he had from Rav Scheinberg, and even over there it just said roy lechatchila to stand. So, but once I was there, I saw there's another tshuva in the neighborhood over here about Berachas HaKeshes, and it's in Chelik Vav Siman Kuf Gimel. So he talks about Niagara Falls. That when you look in Niagara Falls, you see, right, you see a big rainbow over there. So he says, so the Shaila was asking, Mahadim b'mishra keshes magum sheyesham keshes b'kviyos, chumay Niagara Falls. Shalafish oimrim liyesh keshes roivaz man, shum ha-mayim v'ha-keshes nirish, v'shum ha-mayim. Ha-keshes nirish sha'olam mimal ha-mayim v'loi b'teich ha-mayim. Is that considered a keshes or not? So he says, "V'starber the loy mevarch kol yom kishroya." You don't make it every day. See it, right? He brings down the mishbrur shartzin. Then roy oid pam sechlam yom. Right, the mishbrur says, and the mishbrur brings that from the chayodim that if you see a rainbow twice within 30 days, you also make the bracha. You make the bracha twice, not like the other berachas rei. He says, "Lo yedam lahak the pamachas b'chodesh sagi." The kana keshes berach cholavolachlag. If you saw a new rainbow, so v'dami the berachas ra'amim the chayzem mevarach. I feel like I'm pam b'chodesh shana. It's daima to a thundering. Then he says, then he brings down. In his tshuva, he brings that from Yitzchak Bernstein, that says nearly midiv mumchin the Indian shakasha sheisham by Niagara Falls, and then a daim the kesha sakasa v'teira. It's not daim the kesha that the Torah is talking about. The Torah is talking about eskashti nasati ba'anan v'hoisa ba'anoni anan al ha'aretz. So Rabbi uses lashon anoni clouds. V'ashoyis l'fomim kasha esse onan. Rak az nirasa keshes, lekeshes she nir tamid, she enenu ekev hanonim she yemevi. See what? And then he says he brings them from another person, Rav Pinchas Myers, that wrote him bekeshes she kasev nir sheim bezev shum simin ois sheftich lara kashbachu, akupar loy b'miyuchid. And he says Rav Agobarim, sounds like from him that he's knighted that you don't make a bracha on that. I mean, that's what he's ending off with, that you don't make a bracha on that rainbow. That rainbow. Okay. Yesterday we started to discuss also the issue to be mistakel on in a rainbow. So we quoted we ended off that the Rambam doesn't bring this halacha down. Rabbeinu Chananel brings it down, but he adds, Va'ime kigoin zed zemus Hashem. Maybe that's why the Rambam doesn't bring it down, because it's not, there's no issue in just being mistako. What happens if someone sees a rainbow on Shabbos? So there's a Tshuvas Shvus Yaakov in Chel Gimel Simulam Ralph. He says, because by Berchus Alevanov, that we don't say on Shabbos. He says, see, so he starts off there, Leidati Nafshi Samasni. The chalik ben abrocha is halvana. Ibrichas aroy keshes aroy kibitaros. Ibrichas ravmzun. Chmashalim shemana shundinu. Says we never heard anyone say that loim misha aroy keshes b'yom Shabbos, or he sees kibitaros is lo levarch. No, by any way that someone says that if you see a keshes on Shabbos, you shouldn't make a bracha. B'chol brachas b'chlal shemvarchem b'Shabbos k'moy b'chol. Why should you make these brachas aria on Shabbos, just like Chol? Why should we be on Shabbos? Then he says, Shemati sheish anov na'anoshim. I heard that there are people mitzapsifim u'mahagim midatayu v'avdi prisha milchsiv v'yer melkim himoriz berukia v'hoi lo'isiz v'moidim v'shabbos v'yontiv hen gufan ois. Right? V'chumoy she'im anichin tefillin v'shabbos v'yontiv v'tam zeh. Just like we don't put tefillin on Shabbos Yantiv, kachem akatshim Shabbos Yantiv. So too, we don't do kiddush levana on Shabbos Yantiv. Okay, right? Because the ma'iris were put in for ois, vahil ois ois. Says Akan, times is very. I'm not hevel b'piim nishtaka adava. Says it's foolish. Leinay malfiza echem varchem b'Shabbos Yantiv haray keshes. Halay mikra marli dibakas the kashti nasad v'ana vahis alois bris in verse. Al times of gam below the shvach, he doesn't know. And then you'll say, "says bishlem by tefillin that we don't put on because it's ice." And Shabbos Yantiv doesn't need an ice because it itself is shenken ice is a name of belavana. Pirshashi, I'm always liking v'chein ice a keshes. Also, the ishad nishbak hashbachu shleyavim mabul oilam. My inzeli nihanochas tefillin. Right, and as the ice of Tefillin and the ice of Shabbos are the same ice for Yitzis Mitzrayim, right? But the ice of the Keshes that Hakadosh Baruch Hu swore that he's not going to bring a marble, or the ice of the Levana, what does that have to do with the ice of Shabbos? Chol echad ice b'fnei atzmei, chol echad l'milsei, v'abrach ha'zad lo l'shon v'barachum, alvan ha'koy al-chidu shal levana, sh'b'chad ha'shkabu b'shbarachum. Therefore, Yaakov says, of course, you would make a bracha on the keshes Shabbos Yantiv. The man says, similar to Bris Mila also, right? They ask, the Ali Rabbi talks about why we don't wear tefillin, but we make bris on Shabbos. So he answers that the ice of tefillin is the same ice as Shabbos. The ice of Mila is a different ice. So we also say Bechal is not even shaykh to those ices.
Levana is? Well, that's just no
Levana we don't do for a different reason. Ramas is because you're going to dance on Shabbos. or others being that you can carry the siddur out. But as ois, that's not the reason why we don't do. If it's the last day, you do levana. Okay, the chayodim brings down just chayodim brings down matzasi b'sefer chashmai nela mimeni she'ein lahagid lechaver sheish keshes mitamitzi diba. You don't tell your friend that there's a keshes because of lashon hara, and the mishmur brings it down, and sifkat ches the kav chayim brings it down, and shchay brings it down, and in the agos of Rav Nevin Salah and the mishmur and biyitzchak yikare, he has a few nice agos over there on this simon. He says over there it's probably tachin, even if it's I feel like kadesh shivarech, shouldn't tell your friend, even if it's in order for your friend to make the bracha, which then I saw the Makar Chaim in Kitzel Chazrei Simre Shchavtes, the Makar Chaim writes that if someone tells you that there's a keshes outside, you're not mechuyev to go out. It's a brechas rishos. V'kol shken lahavtzik min lemuda, you don't have to be mahavtzik min lemuda to go out. So therefore, it's not so shver that once you're not supposed to tell your friends, then even the varch you don't have to tell. And but it's interesting, the Sephorno on the pasik on the psukim over there in Perek Tes, talks of a heisel ice bris. What's the ice bris of the keshes? So it's out this iris to. So he writes, he says, v'itia ois la tzadike adar. It's a ois for the tzadike adar. Shadayram chayav, that their dar is chayav. Ka'amram klum neras hakeshes b'yamecha. There were tkufas where they didn't see a keshes. So what should these tzadikim do? V'spablalu. Yechichu v'ilamdu das es am. And they should be mechiach and teach das to the am. Okay, so Kubi doesn't mean they have to tell them that it's a keshes, but it's being ma'ir them to teach. But then in Pasuk Tezayin he says, "Reseal this kabris adam, ashkiach b'mesoyvim imenu v'utfilas atzidikim, v'omnam b'peretz l'manoshev chayim v'mehashches." Okay, k'mayzei kabris adam. Aval k'yaitz b'chacha mutal es oira b'hiroisa l'heir b'nei hadal lashuv l'heir b'nei hadal lashuv l'haskel l'heitiv. This foreign says over a few times. So it seems like there is some kind of union of being mechich the dar, but Kobi is not mechich. He has to tell it over to them then why he's being mechich them. But that's okay. Miss Shem will go weiter to the next one. Yeah.
That's why Noach wasn't able to save. That's why he never discussed the save of the dar. Because he didn't have a mahalach of teaching them.
That.
Mahalach of teaching them.
Uh-huh. Kamara, the same.